Hello.
Hi, Juan. This is Nadine Medina with Local Splash. I was returning your call.
How are you doing, Nadine? How's everything going?
It's going good. Thank you. Thank you for asking. I hope you're having a good day.
Yeah, oh, always. I got God me all the time. He's
awesome.
Always helping out and everything.
Yes, that's what I like hearing. Yeah. Every day is a good day, right? As long as we wake up in the morning. That means we got another day to live.
We're breathing you good.
Exactly. I tell my husband that every morning. Listen, God gave us another day to live.
Gotcha.
Let's make it a good day.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. That's what you need. After you wake up, you just want a good day.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Nidia, you say, I see the email you sent it to me, and I see to start it, you need $99.
To start? Yeah, it's, yes. No. So to get started, right?
Mm-hmm.
The first month, you pay for the first month and the $99 setup fee. So it's $348 to get started. Because it's a setup fee for $99, okay? Your next payment, which would be like if you started today, your next payment on the 21st of October would be the $249.
In October. So we got September, October. Okay, so this is to start to get
if you start today, right? You would pay $348, and then your next payment will be charged on October 21st, okay, of $249.
Okay. Now, another question, Nidia. How soon that I know you told me you're not going to be able to see anything in Google, anything. How long normally they take it? You gotta
like
make
how long
a website?
Does it take?
Yeah.
So let me explain to you. So what we were including for you, Juan, okay, is the first page placement on Google. You know how you currently have your profile page, right, on Google right now. You have that profile page. So you would add us on as managers, okay, so that we can manage it on the first page of Google, okay? So we maintain it there, right? Now, we're also going to list you on Bing, which is another search engine that people utilize when they're searching for your services. Bing Local, right? B-I-N-G, okay?
Yeah.
So they can find you there. A lot of people go there. Yeah. It's like people go on Google, they also go on Bing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, we're also going to, I believe you mentioned you have a personal Facebook page, right? Not one for the business yet. Okay.
No, I don't think I don't think
that's
okay. Get it.
That's okay. Because what we're going to do is we're also going to create you a Facebook page if you don't have one set up for the business yet. Let me look. In fact, I think you do have it.
Yeah, I think it's something in there. It's something in there. You maybe see my face. But you're going to see my ugly face in other time.
Aw, no. Let me see if this one's yours. So on Facebook, remember, we're also going to run Facebook ads. So any time that someone's doing that search on Facebook, right, they're within your area on Facebook, they're going to see your Facebook ad appear on their computer and on their mobile device. So what it's going to do, Juan, it's going to help you reach more new customers, potential clients, and when they click on your Facebook ad, they're calling you directly. Okay? Mm-hmm. You do have the business Facebook page already. So you're good. Okay? Now,
what are you going to do? Just activate it? Or you think it's not debate? I don't think it is.
It is. I see it. If it wasn't activated, if you didn't have it activated, then it wouldn't be showing. But I do see it. I see the picture of you in the back. You have like a van, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, I see it there. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. So
now we're also going to list you on other directories, Juan, that are popular within your area. So other directories that we'll list you on: Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce. I mean, these are just to name a few of the directories that we'll list you on as well. Okay? And then what we're going to do too, Juan, is we're going to build you a website, okay, that is Google compliant. It's mobile friendly. And the website, we're going to add, if you have pictures of some of the work that you've done, we'll add those photos. We're going to write a story about your company, list the services that you offer, your hours of operation, and then we're going to attach that website to your profile page on Google and wherever we list your company, because we want them to see the quality work that you do and to get to know more about your business. Okay.
Yeah, I got one question. I got one question,
yeah,
before you keep. Before back in the day, and I'm sure you heard because it's from California also, what they call it, Try. You heard about that company, Try?
I believe so. Uh-huh.
Yeah. They offer the same thing, but I don't know if it was doing same thing, because in Try, I have to do everything.
No, and you're not doing anything. We're doing it all.
I'm not good on computer, anything like that. I know they was giving me some seminar and stuff like that, but if the guy called me for now.
Yeah, companies like that, they want you to do the work, right? And it's like, what's the point of hiring them if they're not doing the work, right? If you're going to do it yourself, you wouldn't pay them. Right.
Well, that's the way I understand. But they don't do anything. They did something for me. The website. But it was simple website. They did something like that. And I don't like to talk about anybody because honestly, I don't have anything in return. But I think I'm going to try you guys at least for 3 or 6 months, see what happens.
Yeah. And I'll tell you this, Juan, you know, a good thing about our program, okay, mm-hmm. All you need to do is provide us pictures when you want us to, with the pictures you want us to post, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We do the work. We create your profiles. We manage it. You just need to send us pictures, whatever pictures you want us to list on your website and all that.
Okay.
We do all the work. It's a service that we're providing you, right?
Okay.
So you could focus on your jobs and just take the calls when they're coming in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
we'll handle it all for you. Yeah, no worries. I love your company logo.
Well, it's not look too bad, right?
I like it. I love the red, white, and blue. I love it. It looks good.
I can say you've been in the business. I don't know how long you've been in the business and you're doing that. I don't know how long. Do you see any results for people just like me, a small company, then try to go forward in life?
Tell you why. I'm going to even share my own experience with you, Juan. You know, in the past, I needed a plumber. This was 3 weeks before Christmas last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I come from a large Hispanic family, and no one in my family knew a plumber, which I couldn't believe it, right? I was asking everybody, do you guys have a plumber I can use? Because it was an emergency, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And nobody knew one. And I was like, I cannot believe you guys. So I went on Google and I went on Facebook and I typed in plumber near me, repiping, you know, I just typed whatever I could. And I started calling the businesses that were on that first page of Google. And I was even looking on Facebook. And I'm going to tell you, I had one, it was a very big company out here where I live in Anaheim in Orange County in California. This company, very well known, they came out. I knew it was going to be expensive, the work that they were going to have to do, because they had to replace everything. And they told me it was going to take 4 days and, you know, all this. And I'm thinking to myself, one, oh my God, I got to be out of my house for 4 days. That means I got to rent a hotel for 4 days, you know?
Yeah,
and that was going to cost me even more money. That's a lot of money. And my husband, you know, I can't have him out of the house for too long because he does dialysis. So I got an estimate from another company that came out because a lot of people were busy. They couldn't get to me. And it's an emergency. I need this done. So this smaller family owned company came out. Their price was about the same as the bigger company. And the guy told me, I'm going to knock it out in 1 day. And I kind of laughed and I said, really, you can do it in 1 day? He's all, the team that I have to do this work, we're going to knock it out in 1 day. And because he was so confident and straightforward and honest with me, Juan, because he told me there was some things they were going to have to break the concrete slab. I told him, well, the other company said they didn't have to. And he goes, when they get to that, they're going to have to break it. And that's going to be an added charge. I'm telling you right now, we have to break it. And because he was honest and upfront, I hired him. And I will tell you, Juan, I was so happy. I was so happy with the service that they provided, and they finished it in 1 day. And thank God I haven't had any problems. And I'm going to tell you, that company, I've had 3 other friends that I've referred that company to that have done work for them, and they were all satisfied. So because you're a smaller company doesn't mean you're not going to have success. You could only imagine how many small companies are listed on Google and they're successful, you know?
No, Lydia, you look like this honest person, the way you speak. I know, I understand that I'm not going to be in a front page because this is a bigger company. They pay a top dollar to be in the front page. I don't understand that. I don't pay top dollar. What I gotta get from US planning, you probably got like goal and stuff like that, that you can, you maybe can really go, but you gotta compete with other people to pay a lot of money. Am I wrong or right about it?
Well, you know, yes and no. Okay. Because a lot of those bigger companies, what they're running is Google ads. Okay. The Google ads are the one at the top that says ADS next to it, AD, right? They run on a rotation, okay? There's a budget set for them. When their budget runs out, that's it. Their ad's not up there, okay? So when you're looking at Google and you're doing that search for HVAC in Dover, New Jersey, right? Companies right now that I see, okay, Meyer and DePue Company, right? I see like Residential Air Systems. I see Air One Heating, First Cool Heating. So these are the companies right now, right, that are popping up on the first page of Google, right? I see Caserta Home Services, Inc. A lot of these companies that are listed there, some of them only have 5 reviews, right? They're not real huge companies.
No. Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Nia, what happened is, like having here a competitor, if you lose in this area around here, competitive, they have like it in here, they call it, they big company. To be honest with you, I'm going to join you, but just so you know, because I'm the one got to call you all the time when I got a problem and stuff like that. And, those people, they always, when I always try, they gave me like it, out of 5 people, when you try to find it and around it, I was like in the number 5, which is not bad. Because I'm the thing. I'm this company. I'm a one-man company, but I got a people to work for. I got a bigger. When I buy a bigger job, those people work for me. But I'm not big and small. That's why I'm always afraid. If you understand what I'm trying to say, that's why I'm really afraid about spend money now, because I'm not a huge company. I'm small. I just want to go forward in life to bring food to the table.
You always want to be an option, right? This is what I'm hearing. Yes. You're not trying to spend a lot of money. You know that there's other competitor, bigger companies that are spending. Yeah, they are. They're spending a lot of money on Google ads. Some of those guys,
they do.
A lot of those companies are spending thousands of dollars on Google ads, right?
But
that doesn't necessarily mean, Juan, that they're going to be the ones being called. Because a lot of times those companies, a veces, I'll tell you, a lot of those companies sometimes are too busy and they can't even handle the work.
Yeah, you're right.
Right?
No, you're right. You're right.
And when
you're
it comes, you and I both know, when it comes to HVAC, right? Okay?
Yeah.
It's an artery, right? When we talk about the home or the commercial businesses, right? The arteries of those locations is plumbing, heating and air, right? Because when it's cold, you want that heat to work. When it's hot, you need the AC running, right?
Yeah.
And plumbing and electrical work. Those are the arteries of the home. When people are performing that search on Google for those services, roofing, in fact, when they're, you know, these are necessities. It's because there's repairs, there's service calls. It's a need. And that's why they're on Google performing that search. They're not just on there just, I'm just curious. I just want to know. No, I need that service and I'm going on Google because I'm looking for someone. Right? So we make sure that you're always appearing as an option. Now, yes, you'll be there with other competitors.
Appear now.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to be the first one, but at least appear because sometimes people don't go to the first one or the second or the third because they are assuming they're really expensive. They're really expensive.
This is a big company. They're not going to be available. It's going to cost me an arm and a leg. So they don't necessarily call those big companies. Those guys spend thousands, but I mean, they're making a lot of money too. And a lot of times they can't even get to them.
And, I mean, God bless them. God bless them because they put the money to, they do what they're supposed to do for living too. I mean, I don't got nothing against that. I just want to have a little piece of the pipe.
Yeah, you want to be let me be there too. Exactly. I agree.
That's the only thing I need.
Yeah.
What you gotta need? What you gotta need from me, and see how we can go forward or not at this point.
Okay. Absolutely. So what we need to do first is we'll set up your account. You and I. We'll go over the business information. We're gonna go over the billing as well. Okay.
Okay.
And then what we're gonna do is we're gonna set up. It's called a client interview. Okay. The client interview is set up with one of our technicians, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is where the magic is going to happen because you're going to speak with one of our technicians about your keywords, the Facebook ads, about the areas that we're targeting. So they're going to go over more in detail, okay, Juan? Okay. Now, from there, we're getting work done, okay? So we'll do the billing today. I'll also go over some notes with you, and they're just going to be basic notes for our technicians so that they know where to start from, okay?
Yeah.
So the first thing that I want to do, and let me do this. Okay, so today you're paying $348, okay? And then your next payment would be October 21st. It'll automatically charge the $249. I'm going to read it to you in a voice verification that's recorded for your protection. It's going to outline everything, and it's going to go over the billing date, the amount, and it's also going to go over, like, if you choose you want to discontinue, you know, or pause your services, we're only asking that you call us 3 business days. Before your next billing is due, Juan, so this way you're not charged, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, what I'm doing first is I sent you that first email that shows you everything that's included, and I'm also sending you a second email, okay? Mm-hmm. So you're going to have a customized tracking and reporting system, Juan, where you're going to be able to track all of your results with our program. Okay, so you're going to be able to see how many calls you're getting. You can view your campaigns, like view your listings, the keywords you're listed for. You're going to be able to track all of that. So I'm sending you an email that says Client Dashboard Analytics, and it's going to show you how the reports look. Okay, so I just sent you that one. And then what I'm going to do here in just a second, let's see. I'm going to also send you 3 text messages to your phone. Okay, Juan? Mm-hmm. So the first text you're going to receive, it's going to have my name, Nadine Medina, with my number and my extension.
Okay.
So I'm what's considered, I'm the lead on the account. Right?
Okay.
However, I always like to provide you my information so this way you have it there. Okay?
Okay.
And then the next text you're going to receive, it's going to have the number to customer service. Okay. Now, anytime, Juan, you have an update, you have a change, a question, a concern regarding your account, you're going to call customer service. We are here always Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. Remember, we're in California. So for you, we are here 10 to 7, your time. Okay?
My time. So you'd be 7 o'clock, got to be there.
So in California, we start at 7, but for you, we start at 10. Does that make sense? Because you're 3 hours ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're always here for you, your time, 10 to 7 in the evening. Okay. I wouldn't wait until 7 o'clock to call because usually the phones stop at 7. So don't wait until right at 7. Okay.
No.
Okay, now I send you a third text message, and it has a link to a YouTube video, okay? It's about 6 minutes long. When you have time, take a look at the video, Juan, because it's gonna show you how you go in and track your results with our program, okay? So it walks you through it so you can get familiar with it. Now, Juan, I know you mentioned you don't know a lot about internet and computers. It's very simple.
No,
I promise you.
That's it. Hopefully, you gotta be another technician to help me out because I'm old-fashioned me.
Yeah, no. No worries. It's super simple. It's nothing complicated. But I want you to just watch the video just so you can get familiar with it.
Yeah, okay. That'll be okay.
Awesome. Now, in the meantime, I'm asking my manager a question. Something I wanted to also mention to you, Juan, because I know you had said, you know, I want to try it 3 months or 6 months, right? So,
yeah.
Let me tell you this, okay? And it's an option for you. I always like to see where I can get you more of a savings, okay? So, let's just say, Juan, okay? Today you paid the $348, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then the next 2 months, you're paying $249, right?
Yeah.
So at the end of 3 months, right, you would have invested with us, okay?
Yes.
$846, right? You would have invested that. Okay.
Yes.
So, if you wanted, we do offer a package where you could either prepay for 3 months, which means you pay upfront 3 months and it gives you more of a savings, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We also offer a package where you could pay for 6 months or even for the year, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to do a 3 month prepaid, it would cost you $700.
Mm-hmm.
And it covers you for 3 months, which means, Juan, you're saving like $146. Okay? Now, that's just an option, okay? The other option is, let's say you pay the $348, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're paying for the next 5 months $249, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just calculating it. So at the end then of 6 months, right, you would have already invested $1,593, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would have already invested that. Okay. So we do offer a package, which is a prepaid for 6 months. And I'm just pulling up that price for you, just so you have an idea, you know?
Yeah.
And know your options, right? I think that's important, where you could save a little bit more money.
Yeah.
So if you do 6 months, it costs you $1,300. Mm-hmm. So it actually gives you a savings compared to $1,593 you would have invested, it's giving you like $293 savings, right?
Nidia, but one thing I had to clarify now, as I know you've been trying to be nice and polite with me to
right.
all that, because this is your job. That's mm-hmm. your job is that to tell those people that way, she never told me that. No, no, you'll be safe.
Right.
What are you supposed to do? Now, my question is, that I remember I told you, I give you, mm-hmm. I know I'm going to pay a little bit more, but I had to give you the try first. If I see.
Absolutely.
If I see down the road, I say, well, and I know you told me one, you don't got to be in the full phrase in 20 days. It's not happening magically. It's not magic.
Right.
Okay. You say, okay, it's not, I understand that. Because you got to do your part. You got no own Google.
Right.
You can, mm-hmm. you understand that the process, and I also understand that. It got to be process that have to be through me now, that when I fill
right.
out all the paper, the stuff, this is a process. I understand.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And, not
and just
that,
so you
and
know. And even if it's something that you don't do now, Juan, just know that it's always available to you at any time. Okay?
Yeah,
always
well,
available
that,
to
that's
you.
That's exactly what I'm going to ask you about this. If it's something like that, say, well, the business started flowing. I started getting phone call. I said, hey, look like it's been working. And then, you know what? To not have anything in mind that I had to take it out every month, $249, then I get a package for at least 30 months. And then I don't have to worry about that.
Right.
That's what you're telling me, right?
Right. Correct.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's just always know it's available to you at any time. I just wanted to share it with you.
Yeah.
I say, yeah, do the month to month. And let's say down the road, you're like, this is working. And you say, okay, Nadine, you can call me and say, Nadine, I want to do a year. I want to prepay a year. Okay. I want to do, I want to do 3 months or whatever you want to do. If you ever do, just so you know, the 12 months, it runs you $2,500. So you're saving quite a bit. Okay. I'm just chatting my manager real quick because I need to get a code from him. Because I'm giving it to you at this discounted rate. Give me 1 second.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so let me see. I'm going to do something here. Just bear with me here. Okay.
You take your time. You try to help me out, so.
Oh, of course. I'm just talking to myself right now.
if that were around here, I'm gonna have a few customers for you. They're gonna call you directly. Perfect. I gotta see first. I can recommend if it's those
right.
Right
okay. I'm having my manager edit something on his end. While he's doing that one, let's start verifying. We're going to create the account while he's doing something for me. So let's take a look.
Mm-hmm.
Your first name, you spell it J-U-A-N, right?
That is correct.
Okay. And then what's your last name, Juan?
Concepcion.
Concepcion?
Sí, Concepcion.
C C-O-N-C-E-P as in Paul, C-I-O-N, right?
That's
Concepcion?
That is correct.
Okay. Now, the number that I see listed for the business is 973-229-4125, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
And currently, the company shows the name, it reads as JJ, which is capitals, Air
yes.
Plus, it shows it as two words, and then LLC.
Yeah.
Is that how it should read on Google? As the way it shows? Air Plus
yeah,
is two words.
Air Plus.
Yes,
I think it
perfect.
Is Air Plus, yeah.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. All right. Okay. And then what address did you use when you PIN verified the business? Was it at the, I see an address, 28 Hillside Avenue. Was it at that address?
This is house address. I can use this one. I can use what I need now. I use it like a 29 Cadell.
Okay. What was that? When you got the PIN code, do you remember what address you used?
I get this one in here, 29 Cadell Drive. If I remember right. I mean, I could
okay.
be wrong because
it's okay.
maybe it could be the 18 because I got to get that, right?
No, you don't need to get it. I was just asking just because I just wanted to know. But the zip code is 07801, right?
This is in Dover.
Yes, that's what I see. Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. I just wanted to
confirm. You can use the same address because my son lives there.
Okay, no worries. No, we don't need to use the address or anything. I just wanted to make sure that it is Dover, okay, that
yes.
that's where it's showing you at. Okay, perfect.
Okay.
I just like to confirm everything, okay?
Okay.
And then now, Juan, the card that you're using for the payment for the $348, is it in your name, the business name, or does it have
no,
both?
No, it's not. Really, I have to be honest with you.
Uh-huh.
That's not in the business, no. I'm going to use a capital one. That way, every time I bill,
okay.
they got to be from,
That's
capital
okay.
one.
That's okay.
I got another,
what's
I know,
the name
another
on the card?
I use in the business. Yeah, I do have another one. I use
oh,
the card,
okay.
but I want to use the one.
I just need to know the name that's on the card that you're using for the billing.
For this billing, the one we're doing
yes,
now.
For this one, correct.
Okay,
uh-huh.
Okay, let me go get it. And I know the billing address is in here, 29. If you
the
want to write it down.
The billing address is 29? Yeah.
Yeah, 29.
Let me go to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's 29 Cadell Drive.
Cadell, do you spell it C-A-D-E-L?
No, it started with letter K.
K. K-A-D-E-L?
Yeah. Yes. And then
okay.
Drive. Mount
Drive.
Arlington.
Mount Arlington?
Yeah. Like a mount. Mount Arlington.
Okay. And what's the zip code?
07856.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Got that. Okay.
Okay.
I know you got to get the card, so in the meantime.
I get the card already.
Okay. How does your name read on the card?
The card read it on the card. Say, it's a Juan Concepcion.
Juan Concepcion. That's it? No
yes.
middle initial? Okay.
No, in this one, no. I should have put it. I should, my wife told me, oh, wait, you should have put it. You meet it. I never said.
It's okay.
So many ones.
That's okay. It just says, I just need to know how your name reads. And then, is it a Visa, MasterCard? What type of card? I know you said Capital One.
This is a MasterCard.
MasterCard. Okay. What is the card number when you're ready, Juan?
Okay. The card, I want to read it. Let me see your name. It's 5108. I believe it's a 008.
Uh-huh.
05-02.
Mm-hmm.
1129.
Okay.
85-21.
I'm going to repeat it back to you.
5108. 51. Did you say
51? I said 51. 51.
Yeah, that is correct. Yes.
Okay. 5108-05-02-11-29-8521. Correct?
That is correct. Okay. Security call. You want the security call?
When does it expire?
The expiration is 10/25.
Okay. And what's the CVV code?
The call is 922. Yeah. 922.
Okay.
Yes.
So before I process your payment, Juan, I'm going to walk you through, it's called a voice verification recording. Okay?
Okay.
Now the reason is because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we do not typically advertise. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What it's going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you that we'll send in writing with your invoice. Okay?
Okay.
Now, as I am walking you through it, Juan, if there is something that you don't understand, just do me a favor. You stop me.
Okay. Okay.
Just say, Nadine, what does that mean? And I will go ahead and I will explain it and I'll rephrase it. Okay. I want to make sure that you have a firm understanding before we process your payment. Okay.
Okay.
Sound good? Sound good to you? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll listen definitely.
Okay. Perfect. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Juan, and it reads like this.
Okay.
Welcome
okay.
to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you to ensure the accuracy of your order. Please state the name of your business.
JJ Air Plus.
Is that with the LLC as well included?
That is correct.
Thank you. Please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Juan, and the title is the president of the company.
Thank you. And Juan, what is your last name?
Concepcion.
Thank you. Are you authorized, Juan, to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
That is correct.
Now, Juan, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree, Juan, to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
I agree.
Okay. Now, just be aware, Juan, that when you start having more presence online,
mm-hmm.
you might get a call from another company trying to sell you like another type of online product. Okay. They are not part of Local Splash. We will never call you to ask you for more money, okay? If someone calls you and they want you to pay like $99 or $50, right, for your profile, that is not our company, okay? So what you do is you take down their number, disconnect the call, don't even entertain the conversation, and call us with that number because we're not going to hit you up for more, okay?
Okay.
Now, Juan, in hiring Local Splash, okay, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah, I decline that for now.
So let me explain what this means, okay, so you have a better understanding. We are not saying, Juan, that you can't do additional marketing with anyone else. What we're saying is that before you do, please call us to let us know so we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We not want you spending more money if you don't need to. That's what that means. Okay?
Okay.
So I'll repeat it again. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I'm agree with that.
Thank you. Now, your payment, Juan, for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, September 21st, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $348. This is a two-month verbal agreement, okay? So your next payment is going to be charged on October 21st, 2022, in the amount of $249, okay? So this is, once, this is, so you know, a recurring payment, okay? So when your term's completed, Juan, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 21st day, okay, in the amount of $249. However, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is a customer service number that I sent you, the 877-635-6225, okay? And then what you're going to do is you're going to put on there, you're going to hit the number 8 when you hear the recording, okay?
Okay.
And then you'll contact customer service. So what we ask, if you're going to cancel or pause your agreement, we do ask that you call us 3 business days, okay, before your next billing is due, so this way you're not incurring any charges. So just call us 3 business days before the 21st to pause or cancel your account, okay?
Okay, okay.
Do you understand, Juan, and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I understand.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now, Juan, is I'm going to process the payment, and then you're going to be receiving a receipt both to your email, okay, and it's also going to be sent to you in a text message. So we send it to both.
Okay.
Okay. So let me do this, and you'll be getting that shortly. Let me just chat my manager. Now, I want to schedule your client interview, Juan, at a time that's convenient for you.
Okay.
Okay. Now, how does your schedule look for tomorrow, Juan? Because I want to schedule the client interview at a time that's convenient for you. What we're going to do is we're going to block out an hour. Uh-huh. And the client interview, it can take sometimes between 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. And you don't need to be in front of a computer, okay?
No, okay, thank you.
Yeah, you don't need to be in front of a computer. You're okay.
Did you start defending me, right?
I do. So tomorrow, the times that I give you, Juan, is going to be in your time zone, okay? I have appointments available tomorrow, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, and then I have 4
my
to
time,
5.
12 to 1 is good for me.
Perfect. I mean, so let me do that. Okay. Okay, so I'm setting up your appointment tomorrow. They're going to call you between 12 and 1 o'clock, but they're going to call you, Juan, from an 877 number between that hour, okay?
Okay.
So make sure you answer all calls within that hour, okay? We're also going to send you a reminder an hour before your client interview to let you know that it's coming up. Okay. Now, if you're in the middle of something, right?
Okay.
At least pick up the phone, answer the call, and just tell them, hey, I need 5 more minutes or I need 10 more minutes. Okay. And they'll call you back.
Maybe I want to make sure that I'm going to get that. I know I'm not really busy in work, to be honest with you. I have just a couple of jobs lined up. That's what I'm doing that now because maybe I've been lucky with Flash and I get a lot of phone calls.
Right. Right. And we know sometimes you might get busy, right? So we just want to make sure that, you know, you're able to just say, hey, can you call me right back? Right? That's it.
Yes, yes.
Okay?
Okay. No,
all right.
No problem.
Okay. And then, so you're going to receive an email with that calendar invite. Okay. And then
Anita, what's something I have to have in the front of it? The technician asks question.
Oh, nothing really. They're basically what the technician's going to do, Juan, is they're going to talk to you. You know, they're going to re-verify like the information you and I went over. They're going to go over that again just to make sure that I notated everything correctly. Okay. They're going to talk to you about the website. They're going to tell you where to send the pictures to. They're going to talk to you about your Facebook ads because the content that we create, we want to make sure that we're taking in your input. They're going to talk to you about the keywords and the keyword phrases, right? So they go over a lot more in detail. Basically, it's what we say, they're crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's.
I think it's better for me to get in Spanish than how to have it.
We do. We do have Spanish. Do you prefer, preferías, someone in Spanish?
Yo creo que puede ser hasta mejor para mí. Puede ser que yo entienda mejor. My English, tío, is really bad.
Yeah, we can definitely do it.
Si puede conseguir alguien en español, pues, I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. One second. Yeah, I'll put in here, so you want someone in Spanish. Okay, here's what I'm going to do, Juan. I'm going to request that you want someone in Spanish. Okay? I'm going to put that you're bilingual, but you do prefer someone in Spanish. Okay?
Yeah.
So
we gotta put that in the profile, or not?
No, I'm just saying for our account purpose. Okay?
Okay.
For our purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see. Okay, so I put in the notes that you're Spanish-English, but you prefer for your client interview to be in Spanish. Okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Okay. And then let me just go back here.
I can see you have a lot of patience with your people, with your customers.
Of course. Of course. Yeah. And you know what, Juan, because this is something very important for your business. You have to have patience.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're going to run across some clients that don't have any questions. And then if you don't ask, como decía mi abuela, if you don't ask, you don't get fed.
That's it. And where do you come from?
I'm from the United States. I'm the fourth generation of my family. My grandfathers, they were from Mexico. My maternal grandmother, her family, they were originated from España, from Spain, which is, it's called a Coruña. It's like the Canary Islands, right?
Okay.
But years ago, my grandma's family migrated from España. They migrated to Cuba. So I have a lot of family that are Cubanos because they were born and raised there. Yeah. So predominantly Mexican Indian, you know, but I'm the fourth generation. Out of all the grandkids, my grandparents had 21 grandkids, my maternal grandparents. And I was the only one that spoke Spanish. So my grandpa used to call them cabeza de burros because they couldn't understand when he would talk to them in Spanish.
So you the only one that speaks Spanish in the family?
I'm fluent. Yeah, out of the grandkids, yeah. Because, see, when we grew up as kids, our parents spoke Spanish and English, but they spoke Spanish when they didn't want us to understand what they were saying.
Yeah. Well, that's okay to get,
yes.
You know.
Yeah, they didn't want us to know what they were talking about, so that's why they would speak in Spanish, but I was smart enough to know, to learn it.
Great.
Yeah, that's why...
You probably have to teach your kid now how to speak Spanish, too. Or they don't.
Well, you know what? Unfortunately, my daughters do not speak Spanish, and I'm upset with them because I tell them you should know both languages because in the workforce, Juan, if you're bilingual, you make a lot more money.
It helps a lot.
Right? It's very helpful.
I got two kids. One is a police officer. I got one is a police officer. The other works for a big company. I was lucky to teach them both language. My wife is Puerto Rican.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you're what?
And I'm Dominican.
You're Dominican. Oh, okay. I have a good friend of mine. She's amazing. She's from New York, but she's Puerto Rican. In fact, her dad, I believe, is from the Dominican Republic.
They get together a lot. Dominican, Puerto Rican. Yeah, I have my two kids from my wife's Puerto Rican. She's born in here also, but you know, she raised up in Puerto Rican.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. Wow, that's really good. Really, really good. Now, so I have your client interview scheduled for tomorrow. They're gonna call you. Remember at your time. Between 12 and 1 o'clock, and they will call you from that 877 number. But we're going to send you a reminder an hour before your client interview just to let you know that it's coming up, okay?
Yes.
And then now, Juan, under the services that you offer, obviously HVAC, is that repairs, service calls, maintenance?
Yeah. Cleaning, turbine, and installation. No, I don't want to put it. I want to put a replacement because it's a new installation. It's a lot of work.
Replacement. Okay. Okay, so not installs, right? So HVAC repairs, service calls, maintenance, HVAC replacements, right?
Uh-huh. And replacement.
Okay. Awesome.
Furnace or boiler?
Broilers too?
Yeah, boiler too.
Broiler replacements? Okay.
Yes.
Is that commercial and residential, or do you have a preference?
Normally, residential. Well, no, you're talking about a residential, yeah. And like I said before, I do it the smallest business. No, big, huge business,
right.
No.
Okay, no worries. And then now on your Google profile page, you'll have to add us on as managers. Don't worry. The technician will walk you through it. Okay. And then you wanted to keep it within 20 miles, right? I think when you and I talked, you had mentioned 20 miles.
Yeah. Because remember, I'm alone and I don't like to be in the rock.
Yeah, you don't want to be too far out.
No.
Okay.
Not really.
Okay.
See,
perfect.
I like to get home early too.
Right? Exactly.
Well, I have to finish the job, but I don't like to be like 12 midnight. No way.
Yeah, no. Of course not. Okay, perfect. And then now, Juan, so they're going to build you the website. You do have some pictures, right? I know I saw one on your Facebook.
Yeah. All my pictures, I'm going to send it to you if you don't mind, because I know that maybe if he give me the number.
The technician, they're going to give you that information where to send the pictures to. You'll have time. Okay. Don't worry about that. They'll give you where you can send it by email, text message, whatever's easiest for you, okay?
Okay.
And then right now it shows your phone number on your profile page, right?
Yes.
So at no additional cost to you, we can, okay, it's an option for you, we can put what's called a tracking number, okay?
Okay.
So instead of them seeing your actual phone number, they're going to see a tracking number. All right.
It's a little bit better.
Well, the tracking number, it comes with an app that you can download on your phone. Okay.
Okay.
And it allows you to track your phone calls and your messages. And it can also help you from preventing spam. So instead of them seeing like your phone number listed there, they're going to see a tracking number. But when they call that number, it's going to ring to your phone.
Okay. I think it's better that way.
So that way they don't see your actual phone number that they currently see now. So do you want to put the tracking number on it?
Nidia, help me out with that. What are you saying?
Okay. Tracking numbers are good. Okay. What kind of phone do you have?
I got it. iPhone.
iPhone. Perfect. Okay. So, you know, on the app store, and they'll provide you this information in the client interview, the tracking number, they're going to set it up, right, for you. Mm-hmm. And so the tracking number, it could be an 877 number. It could be a local number, right? So they don't actually see your physical number that shows right now, the 973-229-4125, right? They're not going to see that number. They're going to see this tracking number, but it's going to ring to your phone. So you're going to be able to see your phone calls on that app and your messages, right? So if you miss a call, you'll be able to see it, okay?
If you get a
spam call, you can also block it, okay?
Okay.
It's a good thing to have. You know, some people, they prefer not to have it. Others are like, yeah, I want it. So it's totally up to you.
Okay, yeah, this is a little bit tricky, right?
Yeah, well, not so much tricky. I mean, here's the thing, Juan. Everybody knows you by your phone number, right?
Yes.
Okay. We can keep it as your phone number, right?
Okay.
Because it's a phone number that you've had established for the business.
For a long time,
Yeah. So let's just keep it at your phone number, okay?
Okay, thank you.
But if you change your mind later, just let us know. It doesn't cost you more. Okay, just an FYI.
Okay.
No le cuesta más.
Okay.
And then, of course, now when clients are contacting you or even when we're corresponding with you, do you prefer sola llamadas, textos, correos electrónicos? Do you agree? Phone and text?
Llamada y text is good.
Okay, phone and text. Beautiful. And then what are your hours of operation, Juan? Is it like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday to Friday, and then Saturday, and then I can put a Saturday, 8 to 3.
Okay, so Saturday is going to be 8 to 3.
8 to 3, yeah.
And then what's Monday through Friday?
I told you I'm a religious man.
Exactly.
We play in the choir. So
do you?
Awesome
is that?
Years.
Awesome.
That's why it's everything, whatever God give it to me, that's what I take it. He knows already what I need and what I don't need.
Wow. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, I agree. That's awesome. What are your hours Monday through Friday?
Monday to Friday, I just put I can take a phone call. 8 to 5.
8 to 5? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to put Sunday closed.
Yes, yes. Sunday sounded like you knew you didn't want to work.
Yes.
Perhaps I do, but I don't prefer not to.
Yeah. No.